All right. Welcome, 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 everybody. Eli Delaney here with your Marketing University Roadmap Coaching Call for September 13th, 2016. Hopefully everybody has having an amazing week. Had another fun weekend, more Renfesty stuff, had family in town, all that kind of cool thing. Last thing of the season, I think. So yeah, cool stuff, just relaxing, having some fun. And of course, working on some new stuff behind the scenes and doing these calls, getting some coaching programs put together, all that kind of fun stuff. So let's go ahead and start with housekeeping stuff. We're just going to kind of run right into it today. Most important thing, close down all your distractions. Don't be checking your text messaging. Don't be checking your email. Don't be trying to multitask and respond to somebody's urgent message, because guess what? It can wait just a little bit. Don't be playing on Facebook. No Farmville. Because all of these things are going to distract you from today's content. The stuff we're actually going to talk about, the stuff that'll actually make a difference in your business. We're going to do this call for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how long I talk. And I want to give you the most bang for your buck, the most time, the most activity, really, to get you to do something to help grow your business. That's what these calls are all about. And so by doing that, staying focused and not getting distracted and not trying to multitask is going to be in your best interest, because you'll get the most out of this call. Those emails can wait a few minutes. Those text messages, they can wait a few minutes. Wait till afterwards. But I want to give you some stuff that you can take some good notes on, start to get your brain going, get you working. Just stuff that you can implement. You can help grow your business before the end of this week. All right. So with that, we do have a couple of things coming up. Let me switch screens here, because all of a sudden Google Chrome has decided it won't load the Flash player, and our conference call system actually uses that. So I now have Firefox and Chrome both loaded up on my computer, which is kind of annoyingly bizarre. Let's see, we have upcoming events. The 16th. That is this coming Friday. We have our PDX Udemy Instructors Meetup Group. Love to have you come join us if you are in the Portland area. And whether you have a course or not, but if you're thinking of doing a course, and whether you're on Udemy or not, come join us. It's a really good group. Sometimes we don't have very many people. Sometimes we have quite a few. It always goes back and forth. But the great thing about it is it's a great resource for you to be able to come in, get some resources, some help. You know, what software should be using? How do you formulate your courses better? And this is whether you're using Udemy or using your own platform or anything else. It really doesn't matter. Most of what we talk about is actually pretty generic. So I'd love to have you come join us. That's this Friday, 10:30 a.m. in the Portland area. By the way, go to yourmarketinguniversity.com/upcoming, and you'll find all the links to this kind of stuff. Also, on the 22nd, that's next week, we have our online workshop, Creating Unlimited Content, Spreading Your Message Like Wildfire. That was one of my favorite programs. I do have a new program I'm going to be putting out pretty soon, and I'll let you guys know once we have that out there. But this is one that, if you haven't attended this one, come join us. This is a free event. I do these once a month for the very specific purpose of teaching good stuff and showing people the kind of quality of materials that they'll get when they're ready to join Your Marketing University and come into our other programs. The Creating Unlimited Content course is something that I've done for a very long time. This particular workshop is designed to give you a really good introduction to get you started with some things. You know, whether you want to start blogging or doing a podcast or writing articles for other publications, it really doesn't matter. The idea is that you're going to get writer's block from time to time, and it happens. That's natural. So how do you get over that? That's what this is about. This is about coming up with brainstorming of ideas so you'll have a constant supply of this stuff to talk about. Now, also on the 29th in Portland, the Portland local area, we are doing an open business networking mixer. Okay, this is just for fun. There's no agenda. There's no speakers. It's a place for networking to basically meet other entrepreneurs. Doesn't matter what type of business you're in, and it's free. Okay, we're going to be meeting at Lucky Lab here in the Portland area. So come, you know, it's a cool place. People bring their dogs quite a bit. You can come, have dinner, not have dinner, have drinks, not have drinks. Really doesn't matter. We're going to be out on the patio area, so it'll be pretty nice. And we just network, meet other people, get connected, and see what can we do to help each other. We've done one of these so far. We really had a good time with it, and we met some pretty cool people. I had the first time, we only had like 6 people show up for our very first one. And again, it's just our very first one, so we expect it to grow bigger. But guess what? I found 2 really, really good connections out of those people for me personally. And I know other people did as well. So love to have you come join us if you're in the Portland area. Again, it's going to be on the 29th. It's going to be evening. I think we'll start at like 6 o'clock or something like that. All of this information is on our main website, yourmarketinguniversity.com/upcoming. That's going to show you where any of our events are. We have other stuff coming up as well next month. A couple things on the calendar, but this is just to get you started. It's a busy month. You know, as we're getting rounding out the year, we got a lot going on. All right, so I think that covers all of my announcement-related stuff. So let's go ahead and dig into today's content. Today's topic is, how do you help? We're talking about benefits over features. And the reason we talk about this, and the reason I start with this question, is that people said, you've heard the term, if you're in business, which all of you are, I'm sure you've heard, you know, sell the benefits, not the features. But we still get sucked into the features side of things. And so I want you to think about this a little bit different, not just the benefits on a surface level, because a lot of times people have a hard time grasping that. Go with the question of, how do you actually help? When someone works with you, what are the results that they get? What can they expect? You know, one of the things, and I suffer from this, especially as a content creator and a teacher, you know, I teach people, I have courses. One of the things that I have to catch myself and stop myself from doing is talking about the fact that you get, you know, over 6 hours worth of content. Well, guess what? That's not what people really want. They honestly don't care. And when you do that, it seems to be overwhelming. Okay. What you want to know is, okay, now, with this content, with this course, what will I learn? I'm going to teach you, you know, 3 places that you can find places to network this week. Or, you know, what's the first sentence? How do I introduce myself to somebody who's brand new? What's the structure for me to help put me into creating my first 30-second commercial? You know, and that's the whole, you know, if you ever gone to a networking event, had really struggled trying to figure out what to say when you meet somebody, well, here's how you can develop your first 30-second commercial. You know, that's what people really want. They don't really care how big it is. There used to be a phase where we had what we call the thud factor. And that's where we used to go through, and we would basically make a package as big and as bulky as possible. And when we did, and it was based on when, you know, in the world of physical before digital products came into play. And if somebody ordered your program, you wanted to know how big was the thud when the UPS guy dropped it on the front door or on the front step. And so that was the idea, is you always added extra bonuses and books and extra DVDs or whatever. And when we went to the digital world, we kind of did the same thing. And I'm still guilty of it, honestly, because I always want to add more stuff. But what ends up happening is we realize people don't want more stuff. In today's world, they don't want more stuff. They want to know the results. And they always did. But now it's really become, that's the forefront. We have so much information. We are in an information overload world. That what we need to do is go back to the basics of, what is it, when somebody comes to you, what is it they actually want, and how do you provide that thing? You know, what's that peace of mind? What's that headache that you're taking away from them? And so when you craft your message, the things that you say, when people ask you what you do, or people ask you, how can you help me? You want to think about those benefits. Focus on those. Focus on the solutions. People don't care about the colors necessarily. They don't care about the size or the wage. They don't care about how many years in business you've been in. So I've actually had sometimes for a long time when I was working with printers a lot, I actually found that the printers who'd been in business the longest were actually the hardest to work with because they were very old school and they hadn't, a lot of times many of them had gotten very complacent and didn't step up with the digital age. And so things were way more expensive and very time consuming and wasteful. And that's not how the world was moving. You know, printing is insanely silly cheap now. But it's just, the world has evolved. And so when I had people that are like, oh, well, we've been in business for 40 years, I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure if that's necessarily a good thing. Well, are you still using that equipment you bought 40 years ago? Well, if that's the case, you're probably going to be slightly inefficient, you know? And I mean, that's just one example, but you think about these things. It's what is it that people really care about? You know, if you're in, let's say you are in the printing industry, we're just going to use that as an example. Show examples of the results people got from your printing. If you're a designer, it's not showing just how pretty your work is. It's about how do people feel. If you're in commercial designs, which is what I did, you know, I designed websites and business cards and brochures and all that kind of stuff for business owners to help them sell more stuff. I could turn around and say, you know, well, this person had me design these particular postcards. They mailed them out to these 10,000 people and got these kind of results. I would talk about the direct response side of it. Well, by designing this postcard this way, or this mailer this way, it caused this response, which caused them to get, you know, 20% of the people called them up and scheduled a call or whatever. Because that's what people want. People want the results. Some industries are slightly different because some of them it's more of a feel-good thing. It's personal as opposed to business. Many of you, most of you actually are business to business. Not all of you though. So those of you that are working with the consumer side of things, you're going to go more on the feeling. How do they feel when they see what you get? Or how do they feel when they get it? Or how do they feel when they use your product? There's going to be a lot of that in there. Nobody cares that it's blue, but they do care if it matches the decor of your house and makes you look like $1 million. You know, it's going to impress your friends. People are going to walk in the door and be stunned at the beauty of your living room. I mean, that kind of stuff, right? Think of those kind of things, okay? Because people buy results. Those results could be, if you're in business to business, more money. That's generally what it is. More money is, you know, if you're in a business standpoint, a higher profit is the results. That's what you're really looking for. But in consumer, you can look at the other side of, you know, what are the results that they're getting? Well, is it helping them come home to their relaxing environment? Is it something that their dog loves and it makes them happy? Is it something that, you know, it's a gift for a loved one and that person is going to start crying because they're so happy, they love it so much? You know, those are the kind of things to think about. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you're in health and wellness. So maybe you're a personal trainer. We've got some of you around here. If you're a personal trainer, well, then what are the results? You're going to feel good. You're going to look good. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be able to do things you couldn't do. You know, those are the kind of things to think about. That's the type of stuff that makes the difference, that makes you, that's what sells the product. People don't want to exercise generally, especially people who need it, like me. Okay. I'm not a fan of it. It's one of my least favorite things in the world to do. So just telling me that I, you know, I can go to your gym because I can exercise 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And like, that is not a selling advantage for me because you're giving me more time to go someplace I really don't want to go to begin with. But by turning, spinning it around into something else, it could be that living a healthier lifestyle, feeling good, being able to do other things. You know, if I'm in better shape, then I can play with the dogs better, run with the dogs. Or by being in better shape, it helps me with my archery, because that's something that is important to me. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I do archery, is because it is actually an active sport. And there's a lot of walking involved, and there's a lot of arm, upper body work. I mean, it's actually pretty intense sometimes. But it's not, I don't do it for the archery, or I don't do it for the exercise. I don't do it for the purpose of exercising. I do it because I enjoy archery, and I enjoy the meditation side of it, and the feeling, and the everything that goes along with that. The exercise is a side effect in my world. You know, years ago when I was buying a car, and it's kind of funny because it's not as relevant now as it used to be, but years ago, I bought a Saturn View. And when I got my first Saturn View, and I'm looking, you know, they're looking at there, he's like trying to sell me on the safety features and the engine and all, you know, how much horsepower the engine has and all these different things. And those are kind of cool, but none of those things are what's important to me. Now, back then, when I was looking at the car, I was doing a lot of meetings and a lot of driving around. The funny thing was that he's trying to sell me the horsepower and the safety features. What sold me on that car was the fact that it had a power plug in the front and one in the back, because that gave me more space, more ways that I could plug in my laptop and all my other electronic stuff. The passenger seat folded down and had a divot that I could put my laptop on. So if I'm sitting in between meetings trying to scarf down some lunch or whatever, I could pull open my laptop and check my email if I wanted to. It was that was what sold me. The rest of it I didn't really care about. I wasn't interested in that. All this other stuff that he was selling me, he kept yakking and yakking and yakking, and it's like none of that stuff even meant anything to me. But I knew what was important to me. Now, if he'd asked the right questions, that would have made a big difference. He could have made the sale faster. And I ended up buying the car because it had the features that I wanted. But the funny thing was that that was stuff I discovered more on my own than him showing them to me. It was really funny. He was actually kind of confused because all the stuff that he had yacked off to me really didn't matter. I didn't care. But when I saw the power plug, as soon as he opened up the trunk, I'm like, hey, whoa, wait a minute. There's an extra power plug back here. That's cool. And then I mentioned, you know, we were playing around and I noticed that there was like this weird look in the passenger front seat. And I'm like, what's that? And he folds it down. And he goes, well, that's where, you know, you can put a laptop or whatever. And he kind of was like, well, yeah, that's kind of cool. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And that was my selling point. That was the thing that made the difference for me. And it's funny because a lot of times people don't think about these kind of things. I want you to stop and think about your customers. What is it that's actually important to them? What is it that stands out to them? What are their hot buttons? What do they actually want? Because when you do that, you're talking in a language that they appreciate. You're telling them stuff that they want. If you sell, that's a funny thing about sales. Sales is easy. Sell people what they actually want, not what they need. Not what you want to sell them. Sell them what they want. Find out what they want. Ask them. And then give it to them. It's one of the best things about entrepreneurship is that's what entrepreneurs do, is they find a problem in there. In the world. Could be a product that's not very good that maybe they can make better. Maybe it's just something that they've never even thought about before. You know, one of the programs that we use, the system that we use for the back-end membership side of our site, is a plugin for WordPress called Wishlist. And the funny thing is, the reason it's called Wishlist is because Stu McLaren and Tracy Childers are the two guys who originally created it. Now, Stu's moved on now, but originally, I knew these guys, by the way. That's how partially how I know the story is because I was there when they launched it. I was in the room when they first, you know, made the first public announcement of it being in existence. And it was funny because the whole reason was that they tried all these different membership plugins and things trying to set up membership sites for their customers. And I was like, this one, I like this. This one, it does this, but it doesn't do this and this. And this one does this, but this one doesn't do that and that. And they finally sat down and it's like, okay, so if you could have a wish list of everything you would love to see in a membership site, what would it include? And so they sat down and they brainstormed that. And then they started asking a bunch of their peers, other internet marketers that they work with that also had membership type sites. And they made this great big list. And then they developed that. And when they launched it, it was Wishlist. That's how it was created. It was their wish list of everything they wanted in a membership program. It's kind of a cool story. But it goes to show exactly, you know, what, which by the way, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of sites are covered, are protected with using Wishlist. And the reason of their success is because they found a need in the marketplace and they provided it. They found out what people wanted and created a product around that and gave it to them. They found the benefits that people wanted and talked about that. Because it's not just about the features. It's like having a feature, that's what created the thing with Wishlist, but the feature isn't important. It's like, why is that important? That's the benefit. So I hope this makes sense. What I want you to do is I want you to think about your customer. What is it you actually do to help them? How do they feel? What's the result that they get? Do they look better? Do they feel better? Do they have a better relationship with their family? Do they get more clients? Whatever those things are, list those things out. What is the result that they get? And then start crafting your message. Look at the stuff on your sales pages. Look at the stuff that you talk about in your webinars. Look at the stuff on your guides, your reports, your books, whatever. Anything that's where you're basically having the sales conversation with somebody. And look at it. Does it include those things that you wrote down? Does it include the benefits? Or is it all about the features? Because if it's all about the features, that could be why you're not doing as well as you feel like you should. And if you think you're doing great and you still see that, maybe you should try twisting it up just a little bit because you'll probably do better. Nothing better than increasing the results. You know, that's always a good thing. So give it a try. All right. So I'd love to hear your thoughts and your ideas on this, how you took action on this. Email me, professor@yourmarketinguniversity.com. Again, professor@yourmarketinguniversity.com. And with that, get out there. Have an amazing rock star week, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.